Good morning. Please rise for our morning prayer. O eternal Father, I come to you through the heart of my Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Through this divine heart, I adore you for those who do not adore you. I love you for those who do not love you. I gratefully acknowledge you to be my God. Amen. Today we say happy birthday to Hunter Eisenbath. Lord, we know that every life is a sacred gift. Thank you for giving this person in the Duchesne community another year of life. Amen. Hello, my name is Teresa Lynch Rizika. I graduated from Duchesne High School in 1978. Thanks to my dear friend Nancy Cole for inviting me to be here this morning. Our friendship began when we started in first grade together at St. Peter Grade School. I won't say how many years ago that was. As I get started, I would like to say hello to my niece Jillian, a junior here. My seven siblings attended Duchesne too, including my brother Tom, who passed away 35 years ago at the age of 28. Our family was so blessed by the support, prayers, and many kind deeds that were done for us when he was sick. My sister Julie was here at Duchesne at that time and took the lead in arranging fundraising events for Tom and his young family. So I saw long ago the example here of helping others and giving back. After Duchesne, I attended Southeast Missouri State University in Cape Girardeau. After graduating, I worked at McDonnell Douglas, now Boeing, for 2 years in the planning and scheduling department. Then I decided to go back to school to get an MBA from Washington University. Upon graduation, I worked at Ernst & Young for 9 years in auditing and consulting, along the way obtaining my CPA license. I worked in St. Louis and Cleveland, Ohio for the firm. In 1995, I moved back to St. Louis and worked at Washington University in the executive programs area in the Olin School of Business. From there, I started a couple businesses for several years. Then I had a desire to return to public accounting, and in 2007, joined Reuben Brown, a regional accounting firm, as the partner in charge of the Entrepreneurial Services Group. That was also the year that I got married to my wonderful husband, Ted. Throughout my career, I have been involved in community organizations and activities, one of which was to join the board of Catholic Charities in 2008. In 2013, when the president of Catholic Charities resigned, I submitted my name for consideration and was selected to be the first woman president in the 102-year history of the organization. I truly believe God led me to this position. I feel blessed and honored to be in this role, leading a federation of 8 agencies with an $86 million budget and over 1,400 employees. We are a ministry of the church, part of the Archdiocese of St. Louis. I actually report to Archbishop Carlson, who I heard was here for Mass a couple weeks ago. He had many great things to say about his visit here at Duchesne. I've come a long way since I went to grade school at St. Peter's and high school at Duchesne. Would I ever have imagined that I'd be standing here today in this role? No way. However, over time, I grew in knowledge, skills, confidence, and most importantly, faith. The tradition continues here of spiritual formation, intellectual challenge, and personal growth. The last two lines of the school's vision resonates for me, and it says, where our Christ-like attitude will be recognized through a reverence for God and courageous acts of charity. We do this in the hope of being the compassionate presence of Jesus in our world. At Catholic Charities, we are not serving others because they are Catholic, rather because we are Catholic. Our faith calls us to help those in need. We estimate that 85% of the people we serve are not Catholic. Our work is faith in action. Our mission is threefold: to help those in need, especially the poor and the vulnerable, work to improve social conditions for all, and call others in the church and the community to do the same. Perhaps you have heard of Matthew Kelly, a layperson who speaks about our faith. He has an organization with the name Dynamic Catholic and a tagline, "Be bold, be Catholic." I like that. He says Catholic education is a true gift, and I could not agree more. And I hope you will see that too as your life evolves. I'm deeply grateful for the gift of faith and for the many people who have helped me on life's journey. To conclude, I would simply say, Be open to the opportunities that God presents along the way. Once, when I was feeling restless in life, I asked a priest, "How do I know that I am doing God's will?" And he said, "You will feel joy. You will feel peace." So I wish you much joy and peace in life. God bless you. And don't forget, God is always with you. Have a great day. Thank you.